in exactly the same place in the Bible as we've been reading the past two Sunday mornings in the Old Testament, in the book of Psalms, Psalm number 3. And boys and girls, I think lots of the grown-ups will be saying just now, but the children won't understand Psalm number 3, but I think you will. I'm not sure that the grown-ups will maybe understand it, but I'm sure you will, especially when we speak about it later on. Psalm number 3, and even before verse 1, there's a title. It says, A Psalm of David when he fled, that is, when he ran away from his own son Absalom. And David said, O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of me, there is no help for him from God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cry aloud to the Lord. He's saying his prayers, you see. And he's so worried and he's so upset that he can't speak quietly. He's speaking very, very loudly and he says, I cry aloud to the Lord. And he answers me from his holy hill. I lie down and sleep. I wake again. For the Lord sustains me. I am not afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord. Deliver me or save me, O my God. For thou dost smite all mine enemies on the cheek. Thou dost break the teeth of the wicked. Deliverance or salvation belongs to the Lord. Thy blessing be upon thy people, both now and forevermore. Amen. And may God bless to us the reading of his word. Now we're going to think about Psalm number 3. And there was a very important lesson that David learned in Psalm number 3, and it was just this. That no matter what was happening round about him, he was safe in the arms of Jesus. Now, Psalm number 3 could be just a little bit difficult, so I've decided that all we're going to say, I hope this doesn't fall down. Is it going to stay? I can't see it now. Yes, it's the letter S. A red S on a, well, it's almost a white background. It's not as clean as it should be, because where I was keeping that in my study at home, I had stuck it into a shelf beside another piece of cardboard that had black writing on it. So some of the black got onto the white. And I suppose we could preach a sermon about that as well, but we won't bother at the moment. Now, I'm glad. Everything we're going to say, everything important is about S, and it's about David, and it's about God. And I think there are four things about David, all beginning with the letter S, and three things about God, beginning with the letter S. And if anyone has guessed them already, I think I would give you a prize. But I'm not going to ask. I'm glad that you come to church every Sunday. I really am. And even though this is the Sunday school prize giving, you know and I know that Sunday school goes on every Sunday right through the summer. There's no reason why we should stop Sunday school, because we don't stop church, and the two belong together. And this Sunday we've been singing some hymns that are really for the parents, because they like them. Some of the hymns are for the older boys and girls, and some of them are for the little children. And now when we speak about the Bible, we have to remind ourselves that the Bible is for everybody, whatever age you are. And I'm quite sure that what God says to me is this: now, Mr. Philip, be sure to teach the boys and girls what the Bible says, because that's more important than telling them stories. Well, on Sunday mornings, we've been reading in the congregation in the book of Psalms, and we've done Psalm number 1 and Psalm number 2, and now it's Psalm number 3. But 2 weeks ago, remember, when I spoke to you about Psalm number 1. I wonder how many of you remember, and I wonder how many of the grown-ups remember the three important things that we learned in Psalm number 1. Three things to make sure about. Psalm number 1 says, make sure you have the right kind of friends. Make sure that you always read your Bible. And make sure that you never stop coming to church. And if you do these three things, you will never forget about God, and you will never go away from Him. And now we come to Psalm number 3. And the title tells us it was about a time when David was running away from Absalom, his son. Now, you know stories about David. When David was very, very young, there was a very, very big enemy fighting against the children of Israel, wasn't there? Was he 10 feet 6 tall? And he had a huge shield and a great big spear. And David fought him. What was the giant's name? Goliath. And was David afraid of Goliath? No, he wasn't. David said to Goliath, I'm not afraid of you. I trust in my God. And David beat Goliath. Well, Absalom wasn't nearly as big as Goliath and not nearly as bad as Goliath. And David was running away from Absalom, his own son. And the story about this is in the Old Testament, in the second book of Samuel, chapters 14, 15, 16, and 17. And David, who was the king, wasn't in the palace anymore. He was running away. He was out in the hills. And when he was running away from the palace with some of his friends and some of his soldiers, as he was going along the road, do you know what somebody did? Oh, I wonder what the man's name was. A man with a funny name. I think his name was Shimei. He came out and saw David the king running away from Jerusalem and from the palace. And he picked up great handfuls of mud and threw them at the king. What did you think if people did that to our queen? Oh, you'd be very angry and they would get arrested and put in jail, I'm quite sure of that. But that's what people were doing to David. And they were saying horrible things about him. Run away, you're a wicked king, you're no use as a king. And they threw stuff. And poor David didn't know what to do except to keep on running. And he ran right away from Jerusalem and from his palace, right up the hill, the Mount of Olives, which is outside Jerusalem, and away to the hills. And he slept on the hills. And when he wakened up in the morning, the first thing that he remembered was all the bad things that had happened to him. And all the bad people who spoke against him and shouted at him. And his own son who had chased him out of the palace and was trying to be king instead of him. And as soon as he wakened up in the morning, he thought about all these bad things that had happened to him. And during that day, he wrote Psalm number 3. He knew a lot about writing psalms and poems, did David. And in the psalm, there are 4 things about David, beginning with the letter S, and 3 things about God, beginning with the letter S. And the first is this: David was sad. I looked up a verse in 2 Samuel chapter 15. And it says that when David was going up the hill, up the Mount of Olives, maybe up the road that Jesus came down on Palm Sunday, I'm not sure. But it says in 2 Samuel chapter 15, as David the king was going up the Mount of Olives, he was weeping. Have you ever seen the Queen weeping? No. But David the king was weeping. He was sad. And he felt, everybody's against me. Everybody hates me. Now David was the king of Israel, and David had fought lots of battles. David had done lots of good things for his country. And David was doing God's will, or trying his best to do it. And when you try to do God's will, you'll always have enemies. Well, David knew that, but he never thought that his own son would lock him out of the palace. Wouldn't it be dreadful, fathers, if you went home on some occasion and your own son had barricaded the house and wouldn't let you in and said, we don't want you anymore, away you go. It'd be terrible. David was sad, and his own son had rebelled against him, and Absalom had gone to all sorts of people in the country, and Absalom had said, now, David's not doing his job as king very well. If you follow me and if you make me king, I'll be a better king than my father. And it says in the Bible that Absalom stole the hearts of the people. And David was sad. He felt that nobody wanted him. Oh, but you say, Mr. Lip, that wasn't true. No, but he felt it was true. That everybody was against him, everybody hated him, nobody wanted him. And people even said, and this is what it says in verse 2, people even said, God doesn't want David anymore. And David was sad. And David was also sorry. Sorry, not just because he'd been driven away from the palace, but David had been thinking about things. And David was very sorry that years previously he had done some very bad things. I hardly want to tell you the bad thing that he did. He stole another man's wife and he murdered the man. Oh, that was a terrible thing to do. And as David was thinking this day out in the hills, he thought, oh, I'm so sorry that I did these bad things. Oh, I wish I hadn't done these things. Now, David knew that God had forgiven him. But David was feeling so sad and so sorry that he was beginning to wonder if God was now punishing him for being bad. But there was something else that was making David sorry. You see, his son Absalom had done a very, very bad thing. And David, his father, refused to forgive him. Oh dear. What did we say in the Lord's Prayer? Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And God had forgiven David for the bad thing that he had done, but David wasn't forgiving Absalom for the bad thing that he had done. He should have punished Absalom at first when Absalom did the bad thing, but he didn't. And he chased Absalom away from the palace and get out of here. And Absalom was away for 3 years. And after 3 years, one of David's good men said to the king, oh, King David, isn't it time after 3 years that you should forgive Absalom and bring him back to the palace? And David said, all right. And Absalom was brought back to the palace, but David wouldn't speak to him. And as David sat out in the hills, he thought, oh, I'm sorry about that. That was a cruel thing to do to my own son. Yes, he did bad things, but so did I, and God forgives. Oh, David was not only sad, he was sorry that he had been so hard-hearted. And Absalom, his son, grew bitter and plotted against his father, who was the king. And then David did a third thing. Yes. David was silly. He was sad. He was sorry. He was silly. And he ran away. But he was God's king. God had put him on the throne. No, nobody had any right to put him off the throne. And God had promised to help him. But he forgot all about that. He was silly. And he ran away. But he was silly because he forgot something else. He forgot that there were lots and lots and lots of people who loved him. It says that in the story in 2 Samuel chapter 15 and 16. Lots of people went to David and said, when Absalom was rebelling against him, lots of people and said, David, we love you and we trust you and we'll follow you. We'll do whatever you want. But David forgot. Oh, what a silly man he was, forgetting that he had all these people who loved him and who were loyal to him and helped him and prayed for him. You know, boys and girls, I sometimes get awfully down in the dumps. I do. Don't tell the grown-ups. But sometimes I get so down in the dumps, I want to stop being a minister. And when I'm feeling like that, God says, you silly man. Think of all the people who pray for you. And I feel ashamed. Well, David was silly, and he ran away. Why did he run away? Oh, you say he was frightened. Yes, but yes, even when he was frightened, he didn't need to run away. Did David begin to think that Satan and all his evil helpers were stronger than God? Ah, but you see, David forgot about God. That's why I say he was silly. It's always silly to forget about God. So David was sad. He was sorry. He was silly. And then he was sensible. And he was sensible because instead of thinking about all his troubles and all his problems and all his enemies, he thought about God. And when he thought about God, it says in verse 4, he began to pray. And he was so earnest in these prayers that he was almost shouting out his prayers. I think God is maybe saying, oh, David, you don't need to speak as loud as that when you're saying your prayers. I can hear you all right. But you see, David had been upset and he cried aloud to the Lord. And God heard him and answered him. And everything began to change when David was sensible, because he began to remember all the things he had learned about God. I'll have to hurry because we've still got to get our prizes. What did he learn about God? That God was, I think it says it in verse 3, God was his shield. Now, when David lived, people used to hang a shield up on the wall in their house just to remind them not to be frightened, because God is their shield to protect them. And I was reading in a book this week that told me that in David's tower in Jerusalem, there were 1,000 shields on the wall. I don't think we could get 1,000 shields up on the wall of the church. And David began to remember about this. And he said, God, you're my shield. In front of me and behind me and at the side of me to keep me safe. I don't need to be running away. And David, you see, was a man who always read his Bible. And I think David loved the story of Abraham. And one day when Abraham was very frightened, God spoke to Abraham and said, "Abraham, fear not. I am your shield." Oh, there's a hymn that some of the grown-ups like singing. It's got a line in it that says this: "My God is round about me, and can I be afraid?" No. Sometimes when I'm up here, I think of my pulpit is round about me. Oh, the door's open. It's complete now. I'm quite safe. God is round about me. And David remembered that God was his shield. What did we sing? Safe in the arms of Jesus. God was his shield. God was his shepherd. And so David said, of course David had been a shepherd. And he remembered how when he gathered in his sheep at night time, the sheep would lie down and sleep. And the shepherd would stand guard over them all night. So David says in verse 5, if God is my shepherd, I'll lie down and sleep. I don't need to be afraid of anybody or anything. And he thought he could almost hear God saying, I'm your shepherd, and I will watch over you just as the shepherd does. And in the morning the shepherd leads his sheep, and he cares for the sheep, and he provides for the sheep, and he counts the sheep to make sure that they're all there. And oh, boys and girls, doesn't it say in the Bible that the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep? And oh, I often think about this, boys and girls, and I hope you will too. Isn't it marvelous that God's own Son laid down his life and died for you and for me? God was his shield. God was his shepherd. And David was beginning to be glad and grateful that God had given him so many loving and loyal friends. And last of all, when we come to the last two verses, where there are the words deliver and deliverance. And when we were reading the Bible, I said that these words are really the words for salvation. God was not only his shield and his shepherd, God was his Savior, who would deliver him from sin and from Satan. And David said in his prayer, "Oh God, save me and save all your people, and let your blessing be on us." When David forgot, he was sad, he was sorry, he was silly, and then he was sensible, and he remembered that God was his shield, and God was his shepherd, and God was his Savior. And he began by being sad, and he ended up by being glad, and so am I. And that's why I want to sing with you before we get to the prize giving, the hymn number 438. It says all the kind of things that I've been trying to say. The King of love my shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. Hymn number 438.